This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for my opening market discussion here on Friday. Matt, what's the grains trade looking like here on Friday?
We're starting out with a little bit of a softer tone. You know, I mean, here this week, we've had a pretty nice run up. I mean, you're basically running on three of the first 4 days. Well, I guess two of the first 3 days of the week with it being holiday shortened. But every day but one, we've been up. Okay. So been a pretty decent week. But at the same time, you know, you came in overnight. Argentina said, hey, we're going to go ahead and cut our tax on some of these guys selling soybeans and whatnot. And that has put a little pressure on the market at times. Heck, we saw the market down 15 to 20 cents as far as beans were concerned, 5 to 6 on corn. But as you and I talk, we're just kind of getting started here on Friday. Corn's only down 1 to 2 cents, beans down 7 to 8.
What do you make of the talk that we have heard about tariffs, some of the, I guess, reaction in the ag marketplace and kind of what we've seen this week?
Well, I mean, essentially, whenever it comes to tariffs, I've said all along that the threat of them and the implementation are two different things. So we know what has been kind of discussed, extra 10% on China. That's not as bad as what a lot of us feared, if you will. You know, but at the same time, I mean, there's no doubt that any sort of tariff is going to make everyone a little ouchy because they're concerned about, hey, is China potentially going to come in and, you know, maybe cut back on or cancel some shipments of soybeans, whatever it may be, some sort of retaliation type impact. And so time will tell. We don't really know everything that we need to know just yet.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down 2 1/4 at 487.5. March soybeans down 8 1/4 at 1057.25. March soybean meal down 8.30 at 307 even. March soybean oil down 6 cents at 44.98. On the Merck, February live cattle up 32 cents at 201.42. March feeder cattle up 37 cents at 274.45. February lean hogs up 22 cents at 82.35. February pork cutout unchanged at 91.32. Class 3 milk up 11 cents at 19.26. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.